Shit. Hello?
Oh, sorry, darling. Did I wake you?
Oh, hi, Mommy.
I'm sorry, dear.
No, it's okay. What's up?
Well, I'm afraid your father's in the hospital.
What?
The aorta feeding his heart burst. They say it's a miracle he's still alive.
I stare at Kevin's back as he lies beside me, waiting to feel something. Oh, God.
Yes, I know it's a bit of a shock, but he's been in surgery for 6 hours. Of course, we had to wait for 4.
Oh, my mother alone, waiting,
it's not so busy.
Pacing a corridor, sitting down, standing up, sitting down,
although
standing
I can't seem
up,
to manage to make a word.
Sitting down,
swallowed up $1.50 already.
Oh, Mommy.
He kept saying he was going to die. Well, I knew it was serious because his hands were cold.
Are you all right?
You know, his hands are never cold.
Do you want me to come down?
Well, if you want to, darling.
350 miles away, you haven't seen him in 8 months. Don't even phone. Well, now he's dying.
She can get the car started. It's running on 2 cylinders, you see.
Well, call me tonight, and if you want, I'll come down.
I don't think it's necessary, darling. There's not much anyone can do at this point.
I love you.
I know that, sweetheart.
So call me tonight.
I will, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye. Kevin lies with his back to me, pretending to be asleep. We had a fight last night.
My dad's dying.
What?
My father's in hospital. Didn't hear me crying.
Is it serious?
His heart.
You gonna go?
I don't know. She's gonna call me tonight.
Your dad's dying. You should go.
You going back to sleep?
What else am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Could you take me to the station?
I've got to follow up on some calls.
He thinks I'm sleeping with Max.
Couldn't you do them this afternoon?
Can you take a cab?
If I tell him I want to be with him till the last minute because I want everything to be all right between us because my dad's dying is enough cause for despair, he'll take me to the station. And we'll stand there looking over each other's shoulders, avoiding each other's eyes. Hi, Max. It's Jean.
Hey, hi. How's it going?
My dad's dying.
Oh, God. What can I do?
Take me to the station?
Sure. When?
Now?
Call me if you feel like it.
Oh, you call me? I want to shake him. I put my arms around him, but I can't move.
I gotta go.
The station bar, Max reaches for my hand across the table. It feels nice, but it makes me nervous. Not because I want to sleep with him, I don't, but because I prefer his company to Kevin's.
Now, I'd like to introduce the Mexican mouse, Topo Gijo.
Hello, Eddie, kiss me goodnight.
Max makes me laugh. In the train, I press my head against the back of my seat. Staring out the window at smokestacks gliding by, billowing gray smoke into gray sky.
It's so. Grandma, tell her she said I could hold her.
Their grandmother, her eyebrows pushed together like knitting needles, puts her finger to her lips. I keep seeing my father smile.
Oh, hello, darling.
Hi. We embrace. She feels tiny. Fragile, like a bird, like I could crush her. She pulls away from me, looks down at her apron.
Would you like some tea?
I'd love some.
My sister Jessie stands at the kitchen counter dolloping cookie dough onto sheets. Her children perch on stools, molding the goo into shapes, popping chocolate chips into mouths.
That's a very nice car.
Mm-hmm.
So how's Daddy?
Well, I'm afraid they can't tell anything yet. You know, he's still heavily sedated. And, of course, they can't tell anything about brain damage until the drugs wear off.
But do they feel the operation was successful?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I think so. Would anyone like a biscuit?
My mother leaves for the hospital, telling us not to join her.
What do you want?
I'm glad.
You want a banana?
All right, darling.
Yeah.
You like that, Luz?
Andy.
Oh, go and see if Andy wants some.
Andy! Andy!
More tea?
Anna, thanks. Jessie and I used to be close. I tried to be like her. I had my hair cut like hers, only hers was thicker, so I looked like a 12-year-old bald person. Now, I envy her stable lifestyle, her ability to sustain a marriage. She envies my ability to make a business work.
So, how's your business going?
Mom, can I have,
What now?
A cookie.
Oh, Granny just gave you 4 cookies.
Oh, Mom.
Maybe I don't envy
you.
My sister Liz has gained weight and her hair is streaked with gray. When I was small, she used to crush my paper airplanes, hide my roller skates. Now I'm on my guard.
Well, how is he?
Still hurting.
I can't believe it. I mean, we were talking on the phone 2 nights ago.
I know what you mean. He wanted me and John and the kids to come down last weekend.
Oh, yeah?
I feel bad, but you know, we can't make it every weekend.
No.
It's John's only time off. Now he works Saturday. Just wish I'd known.
That's a drag.
Yeah. Tea?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like a scotch. Is there any scotch?
We got a dishwasher, finally.
Oh, yeah, I thought you had one.
Does anyone know where they get scotch?
Leave your scab alone, Luce.
I feel like a 12-year-old bald person.
This is very good, darling.
My mother stares at her knife on the placemat, shifting it a few inches back and forth absently, as though the hand were foreign to her.
How'd it go?
Well, his lungs are congested, which means he has these rather nasty coughing fits. They put a tube through his nostrils, you know, to draw out the vapor. It doesn't seem to be doing much good. The doctor says when he coughs, it hurts like hell.
What are you talking about, Granny?
Oh, Grandpa, darling.
Where is he?
Grandpa?
He's in hospital, buddy.
How come?
He's sick.
How come?
Well, we're not really sure, hon.
Mom, can I play with my cars?
Sure, bud. But keep it down.
Oh, they've tied his wrists to the bed, which I think is necessary. It's very painful to watch, of course, because he won't stop struggling. Oh, that's enough, darling. Thank you.
Is he any more cognizant of what's going on?
Oh, I'm afraid he doesn't seem to be. I keep saying they won't let me have the ball.
She looks at her hand, then the floor, then out the window. Her hand moves to her mouth, covering her lips as if to stop the tears. I share my mother's bed. We lie in the darkness, alert to each other's movements.
How are you feeling?
I'm all right, sweetheart.
You know, when they do major surgery, they cool the body down till it's almost dead.
Why?
I'm not sure, darling. I believe it forces the circulation to the area they're working on.
Oh, God.
No, I hate feeling him cold like that. I tried to tell him, you know, with my mind, that it's okay to die. I mean, if he wants to. I only want him to live if he wants to. I know he couldn't live as an invalid. I wish he knew I was there.
I'm sure he does, Mummy.
But I don't know that, you see.
I stroke her forehead as she stroked mine as a child.
I'll be okay.
And feel her warm tears against the palm of my hand that I try to keep from shaking. I've never seen her in pieces before. My father lies in his bed, pulling violently at the leather restraints. His wrists are bruised blue and yellow. His face is pale, his eyes blank. Puzzled, angry. He tries to tear up the tubing, force the oxygen mask off with his tongue.
Where am I?
You're in hospital, darling.
What?
You're in hospital. You've had an operation.
What?
Now you must rest.
Have you ever been in a football field?
No, dear.
He stares at me wide-eyed. Dustin,
have I hurt someone?
No, darling.
She wipes the sweat from his brow. The nurse pushes past me, sticking a needle into his arm. I grip the railing at the foot of my father's bed. I stir at his feet, pressing hard against the bedstead. He doesn't look like anyone I know. This is the waiting room?
Yes, it's not very cheerful, is it?
No windows.
In case you want to jump out of them. Just kidding.
What does dialysis mean?
Oh, I'm not sure, dear. A blood transfusion of some kind. Mm. Well, he has to sit in a chair for 4 hours.
He can't sit still for 5 minutes.
Yes, I can't imagine. It's very pleasant
and
for
this
him.
Is because his kidneys stopped?
Yes, darling.
Jesus.
I wonder who kicked in the wall.
Yes, I wondered about that the other night.
A white-haired woman with dark circles under her eyes aimlessly paces the corner.
How are you today?
Oh, fine.
Is he improving?
Is it? I don't think so. He's in that artificial lung now.
Well, you know, my husband is having dialysis. His kidneys have stopped, you know.
Oh.
It does seem to go on rather, doesn't it?
The woman offers a crooked smile, as only half her face can manage it. The two of them stand back to the wall, silently watching the swinging doors, masking their husbands from view. There is an emergency in intensive care. Doctors and nurses scurry across the floor, huddling around a bed, speaking in hushed tones. My father sleeps peacefully in his lair of tubes and wires. With his wrist tied, he looks like a Christ figure in a 16th century painting. His arms are bruised from the injections made for the dialysis. My mother and Liz stand on either side of the bed holding his lifeless hands.
I'm sure he senses we're here.
Oh, I hope so, darling.
I always hoped that I'd grow up and he and I would be friends. We'd sit over a beer, and I wouldn't worry about saying, you know, at the ends of sentences. He'd always say, if I know, then why are you telling me? Around him, I always felt like I had fish bones in my throat. He never seemed interested. His eyes would shift around the room as if watching a fly landing. He once told me I was the only one of his children he didn't want to change. Tears trickled down my face. It tickles. Hi.
Hi. How's your dad?
Fine. No, I mean, it's hard to tell, you know. They keep sedating him.
Yeah? When are you coming back?
I don't know. It seems like it's never going to end.
Your dentist called.
Oh, yeah. In my mind, my father's feet pressing against the bedstead. Anyway, I think he's getting the best care and all that.
That's good.
I don't want to hang up.
So, I'll call you in a couple of days.
Feels it. Can you call tomorrow?
You want me to?
Yes.
Okay. So, I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
We ordered pizza.
Great.
No pepperonis on it, Granny.
I'll get it, darling.
I'll take them off,
Mom. Oh, Mom, you can still taste it.
It's for you, Jean. I don't think it's Kevin.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, God, it's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, you too. So, how are things going?
Well, it's hard to tell, you know, with all the drugs and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's normal.
I guess.
No, it is. It'll be a few days before it wears off, you know. So, how's your mom?
I'm pretty good, considering. I don't know. We cry a lot.
Yeah.
Take turns. I don't know what good I'm doing here except holding her hand when she breaks down.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
I guess.
Yeah. Who paid for the call, Jean? You're on the phone 45 minutes.
It wasn't Kevin, was it, darling?
No, it was Max, my friend.
Please don't ask me any questions.
Do I know Max, dear?
Oh, I mentioned it before. A landscape gardener.
A what?
You know, he designs parks and stuff.
He makes a living at that?
It was very kind of him to phone. You spoke to Kevin
pepperonis,
earlier, didn't you, dear?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Give him to me, then.
Pepperoni's oh, good, you know. You should check it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want the light out?
No, darling. I think I'll read for a bit.
Mommy, you don't mind if I never get married, do you?
Not if you're happy, darling. I should hate for you to grow old alone.
I sit at my drawing table staring at the dirty rings around my coffee cup. I'm laboring over a new line in my canvas. It's great. I haven't talked to my mother in 3 weeks. Hello, more design.
Hello, darling.
Oh, hi, Mommy.
Look, I feel so badly at having forgotten your birthday,
that's okay,
dear.
That's okay, that's okay. How's Daddy?
Well, the breastbone wouldn't heal, you know.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Oh, didn't I tell you?
No.
Oh, then I must have told Liz. At any rate, the breastbone wouldn't heal, and he had to have more surgery. Then the wound became infected, which, of course, complicated matters.
God.
He's out of intensive care, at any rate. He's no longer considered critical, which means, of course, he gets less attention, which bothers him.
I can imagine.
Yes. He isn't very good at not being looked after. Did you do something nice on your birthday?
No, actually. Mommy, Kevin and I split up. I didn't tell you before because I didn't want you to worry.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling.
No, it's fine. I mean, we were killing each other.
Yes? Well, I'm sure you know best, dear.
Yeah, well...
Oh, my poor darling, you're so brave.
So when's Daddy coming home?
Oh, they don't know. They've been saying a week for some time.
Oh. Mommy, are you okay?
He's not nice to me, you know. It's almost as though he blames me for it. Mm. He hasn't once said he was glad to see me or that he needed me. He's nice to the other visitors. He had a lot of friends. I didn't realize.
Well, you know, they say there's a period of anger after an ordeal like that.
What do I know about it?
Yes, of course, yes, I know that. He thinks they hide the phone from him. Well, he called me at 6 this morning to tell me, so I don't see how they could be hiding the phone.
More scotch, babe?
No, I better not. God.
Oh, I got it. Hello? Hello?
Yes, is Jean there?
Yeah, sure, hang on.
Hello?
Your mother says we haven't heard from you in weeks.
Oh, hi, Daddy. I've been meaning to call.
Oh. How's your business going?
Pretty well. I mean, pretty well, considering.
Who answered the phone?
Max.
Oh, I see.
How are you feeling, Daddy?
Oh, well, I'm not...
She probably wants to know how you are.
What's that?
She wants to know how you are. Sorry, darling. Did we give your ear a bit of a blow?
It's okay. How are you?
I'm... Find out who he is. What is it, Sydney?
Mummy.
Who is he?
Your father wants to know who Max is.
Don't say that.
What do you want me to say?
Mummy.
Who's Max, darling?
He's... Remember he called when I was there?
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, he's living here now. We get along really well.
Oh, I'm happy for you, darling. But don't you think it's a bit sudden?
No, it seems to be working out.
Well, that's good, sweetheart. I'm sure you know best.
For God's sake, it costing me a fortune.
Oh, what is it, Sydney?
Will you please hang up?
He's groaning about the long distance.
Okay, well, I'll see you hopefully at Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, we'll look forward to it, darling.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Your voice changes with your parents.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's like you're trying to hide something.
Really?
Yeah.
In the meadow, we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown.
I can't believe you're singing that.
Why? It's Christmas.
I hate Christmas songs.
Oh, come on. Why?
Because it's never like that.
Are you kidding?
Chestnuts roasting.
I look at the now familiar profile, the silky brown hair with tufts sticking up at the back, and feel that pull in my gut, that hull on this. It's the first time I don't see Kevin, the first time I don't want to be with anyone else.
Hey, it'll be okay, babe.
I'm glad you're coming. At night, from a distance, my parents' country house glows like a lantern, warmth spilling out the windows onto the snow.
My brother's here.
How do you know?
Christmas lights are up. He makes a big deal out of climbing the tree.
Hey, it looks very pretty. It's like a gingerbread house. Come on.
Mommy, this is Max.
How do you do?
Please forgive me. I'm rather covered in flour.
Those are the cookies I was telling you about.
Well, they sure smell fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
Did you park the car in the driveway or on the road?
Hi, Daddy, in the driveway.
Oh.
I'm shocked by my father's skinny appearance. His collar loose around his neck. His pants held up by a belt.
You look good.
Anyone for a snort?
I'm sorry?
He means a drink.
Oh, we could just have tea.
I'd love a scotch, actually.
Mac?
It's Max, Dad.
Wow, hi, kids.
Hi, Max, this is my brother Larry.
I know your little Larry used to scare me by pretending he was possessed. Once he pushed my head to the dirt road and held it there. And now he's a born-again Christian.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I climbed a tree. Hey, I'd like one of those, Dad.
Well, you know where to find it. Oh. Is Max short for Maximilian? Maxwell?
Well, it's just Max.
Oh, okay.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. I had a friend called Mac. Brilliant man.
Oh, really?
Invested in a system whereby pig's manure could be converted into energy.
Not the pig shit story.
Really?
Astonishing the narrow-mindedness of the system. Pig's manure is an ideal source of natural gas, more so than any other manures.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. Per cubic foot, it contains a third more energy.
Oh.
And, of course, you know, it's cleaner and so on and so on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The bloody mindless bureaucrats he approached refused to test the results or answer his calls, for that matter. Ludicrous. Yeah. And, of course, the situation became hopeless.
We pretend to listen.
That's the time we're
because he nearly died.
The university
before we'd fidget in our seats, begin in separate conversations, my mother would sigh and leave the room. Now she gazes out the window.
Yeah, rather good. I introduced her to a gallery owner.
Larry, looking earnest, leans forward in his chair, lifting the back legs off the floor.
Must you do that?
What, Dad?
Could you possibly sit in your chair?
Oh, sorry, Dad.
Now, what was I saying? Oh, yes, I remember.
My mother once said my father never felt jealousy for her, except, of course, with his son.
Martha is.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Marvelous.
So Liz couldn't make it?
I must say,
Mummy?
Jane?
What?
What were you going to say, Dad?
John and Jessie have arrived.
Oh, good.
My father, as always, sits at the head of the table. He directs his conversation to Max.
The theory of humans coming from monkeys is ludicrous. Consider the oversized brain of the whale. Now, they have obvious intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, you know they can actually speak, and their migrating habits indicate that their level of intelligence is equal, if not superior, to man's. And, of course, you know they're monogamous. Extraordinary. And, I don't know if you've read Liam Vernon's book, The Habit of Whales. Oh, remarkable book. Of course, he's a fraud, but a marvelous storyteller.
Oh. Well, that was delicious.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm so glad you liked it.
Where's the dessert?
He's so boring. My mother's always complained about my father behind his back, but this is the first time since the operation.
Bring the plates, will you, darling?
Oh, Larry. You do a lot of sports down there?
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, the church is very demanding.
Yeah.
Mm. This is delicious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not too sweet?
Oh, no. What time is it?
8:30, darling.
I'm ready for bed.
Back already?
We didn't go far. Max has never skied before.
They're lazy.
This is a great country, full of opportunity.
Who's lazy?
The unemployed, Dad.
Oh, them.
I don't mind paying unemployment insurance if one person out of 100 truly deserves it.
Has anyone seen my glasses?
Did you look on the coffee table?
Yeah.
Okay, look. This guy finds a tomato, right?
My father stands by the fireplace, vaguely searching through a magazine rack.
I can't imagine they'll be there someday.
He buys and sells tomatoes until he gets a whole crate full. He sells the crate at an increased price because they're the best tomatoes money can buy. The point is, he makes up his own mind, and he goes for it.
I can't find them.
I don't know then, darling. Have you checked your pockets?
What if he can't find a tomato?
Would someone please be so kind as to help me find my glasses?
Oh, Sidney, you really are hopeless.
They're on your head.
What?
You've pushed them up on your head.
Oh.
They're so hard to see.
Anybody can make something of their lives. They just gotta want it badly
enough. Give me a break, Larry. Not everyone is as aggressive or as well-educated or as handsome as you, I mean.
There's ways around that, Jean.
Would anyone like more tea?
Tea? No one poured me any tea.
I'll get it, Mommy.
I did not say I didn't want any. Nobody asked me.
Old people fade into the background like smoke. The Eskimos walk into snowstorm.
Listens to me.
It's brisk.
Yeah, quite invigorating, really.
How are you holding up?
Oh, not too badly. He does seem to need constant attention.
Maybe you shouldn't give it to him.
Mm-hmm. You think? Well, it's difficult to tell, you see, whether the helplessness is real or simply because he hates feeling left out. He doesn't do any of the exercises a physiotherapist showed him, you know.
Oh, he looks pretty good, considering.
Oh, he is. He looks fine, and he's gaining weight. But you see, none of that's muscle tone. Because I try and get him to go for walks. He'll go if I'm going, you see. You know, he's a shell of the man he used to be. He's lost his charm, I'm afraid.
Please, Mommy, don't give up. Well, maybe it'll come back. I mean, it's only been 6 months.
I hope so, darling.
What do the doctors say?
Oh, well, they've lost interest, of course, now that he's recovering. It's up to him at this point. They say he's done extraordinarily well. They say he's built like a horse.
What are you going to do?
Oh, I don't know, darling. Learn to cope, I guess. Stop giving him responsibility. He doesn't remember a thing now, you see. He'll say he doesn't need a shopping list, and then he comes back with a sack of potatoes and some toothpaste he got on special. Oh, it's terrible because I feel I treat him like a child, and that's not good for him, you know?
No, and he feels that.
What?
Well, that you treat him like a child.
He said that to you?
I know it, not knowing if I should have told her, not wanting to hurt her.
Oh, dear. Well, I must try to be more careful. Do you remember that woman?
What woman?
You know, at the hospital. The one whose husband was in intensive care with Sidney.
With white hair?
Yes.
What about her?
He died.
God.
It's very sad.
Yes. Drive away, my mother, as always, stands on the porch waving until we're out of sight.
Mortal by Cordelia Strube. Starring Doris Petrie as the mother, Gilly Fennec as the father, Cordelia Strube as Jean, Jeffrey Bowes as Max, and Stephen Wiemett as Kevin. With Nancy Beattie, Barbara Kyle, Michael Kirby, Roger Barnes, Marlo Vella, and Marsha Morrow. Original music for Mortal was composed and performed by Ted Moses. Technical operations were by Glenn McLaughlin. Sound effects by Anton Sabo. The production assistant was Heather Brown. Mortal was produced and directed by William Lane at Studio G in Toronto. I'm Chris Henry. Good night.